Atmospheric layer depth for Pirate Radio Energy, drum and bass in Ableton Live. Intermediate level, we're in mixing territory, but we're going to cheat a little into arrangement and sound design, because that's where the Pirate Radio feeling really lives. Alright, picture the vibe. Gritty, wide, slightly unstable, like the tune is blasting off a dodgy transmitter and bouncing off concrete. You've got punchy drums and bass right in your face, but behind them there's this ghostly fog, movement, and a little broadcast nastiness. The secret is depth layering, foreground, midground, background, and we're going to build a clean, repeatable system for it. Before we touch anything, set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM, and get an actual loop playing. Kick, snare or break, hats, rolling bass. Keep drums and bass fairly dry for now. That contrast is everything. If your front line is already drowned in reverb, you'll have no depth left to create. Now let's build the structure. Create three tracks, name them ATM Near, ATM Far, and ATM Radio. Select all three and group them. Rename the group ATM Bus. This is your atmosphere world. Then create three return tracks. Return A is Space, Return B is DUB, Return C is Hiss. These returns are how we get big depth without smearing the entire mix. Think of it like having a shared room, a shared delay tunnel, and a shared broadcast noise bed. Quick mindset check. Depth isn't more reverb. Depth is bandwidth, transient behavior, and stereo behavior. Reverb is just one tool. Let's start with the FAR layer. This is your background wash, your fog foundation. Wide, soft, behind everything. Pick a source. A pad from Waveatable or Analog Works. A vinyl texture, rain, a field recording works. A classic trick. Grab a short vocal cord or stab, warp it, stretch it, and suddenly you've got a drone. The actual sound doesn't matter as much as how you treat it. On ATM Far, load EQ 8 first. High pass it around 150 to 300 HZ. If your bass is busy or heavy, don't be afraid to go steeper or higher. Then do a gentle dip in the 2 to 5 kHz area, maybe 2 to 5 dB. That range is where your snare crack and presence lives, and we're not stealing that. Next, add hybrid reverb. Go with the Hall algorithm. Set decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. That pre-delay is important. It lets the initial hit or texture stay out of the way, so the reverb feels behind the groove rather than sitting on top of it. Low cut inside the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Mix somewhere like 25 to 45%, depending on the source. Then add auto filter after that. LP24 mode. Cut off somewhere between 1.5 and 6 kHz depending on how dark you want it. And here's the movement. Turn on the LFO, but keep it tiny. Amount like 2 to 8%, and super slow rate, 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. This is not wobble. This is drift. The goal is alive, not ATM filter sweep. Level-wise, keep ATM FAR quiet. Rough ballpark. Peaking around minus 20 to minus 12 dB. It should be felt before it's heard. If you instantly notice it, it's probably too loud. Now the near layer. This is mid-ground texture with urgency. It breathes with the drums. The rave is nearby. Source ideas. A break cymbal wash resampled and stretched. Noise through a resonant filter, or simpler in texture mode for something grainy. Device chain. EQ 8 first. High pass 120 to 220 Hz. Then if it's poking your snare presence, do a gentle notch around 3 to 4 kHz. Next add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Then match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Saturation makes atmos feel closer and more dense, which is great, but only if you keep them controlled. Now add compressor for pumping. Turn on sidechain and key it from your kick or your full drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set it so you get maybe 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You want the atmosphere to inhale and exhale with a groove, not disappear. Optional. Add utility and widen a bit, like 120 to 160%. But be careful. Widening is addictive. You must check mono. We'll do that check in a second. Extra coach move here. If your near layer feels too forward but you like its level, soften its transient density instead of turning it down. Try drum bus on ATM near. Transient at about minus 5 to minus 20. Boom off. Drive 2 to 6. This pushes it back without killing energy. Now the radio layer. This is character. Band limited, distorted, unstable, but controlled. We're aiming for transmitter attitude, not the whole song is lo-fi. Source. A vocal shout. An MC phrase. a horn stab, or even bounce your pad to audio and mangle it. Later, you can even resample your whole ATM bus and treat that as radio texture, but for now keep it simple. On ATM radio, start with EQ8 to band limit, high pass 250 to 500 Hz and low pass 3 to 6 kHz. Optionally, a tiny boost around 1 to 2 kHz, like plus 1 to 3 dB for that AM byte. Then add redux, lightly. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Downsample around 1.5 to 4. Don't go too hard. We want edge, not fizz. Then add saturator or overdrive. Saturator drive 3 to 8 dB, or overdrive with tone sitting around 2 to 4 kHz and load a medium drive. After that, add auto pan for instability. Amount 10 to 25%, rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, and keep phase lowish, like 0 to 60 degrees, so it doesn't do a full hard swirl. Mixing rule, keep the slayer quiet. The correct setting is you miss it when it's muted. Now let's build the returns, because this is where you get depth without clutter. Return A, space, put hybrid reverb on it, decay 3 to 7 seconds, predelay about 20 milliseconds, low cut 300 Hz, high cut 8 to 10 kHz. Mix is 100% because it's a return. After the reverb, add EQ8. If it clouds the mix, cut 200 to 500 Hz a bit. If it masks the snare, dip 2 to 4 kHz gently. And here's a really practical expansion trick. Don't let long tails smear into the next bar. Add a gate after the reverb on the space return. Set threshold so it mainly controls the tail, and set release around 150 to 400 milliseconds. This keeps the reverb big but stops it from turning your groove into soup. Send amounts. FAR gets more space, NIR gets a touch, radio gets tiny or none, because radio vibe often feels closer and drier. Return B, dub, load echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it, high pass 250 to 500 Hz, low pass 4 to 7 kHz. Add a little reverb and echo like 10 to 20% and tiny modulation 2 to 8. Then put a compressor after echo, sidechained from the kick, so the delay doesn't jump out in front. Ratio 2 to 1. Release 120 to 200 milliseconds, and just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Return C, hiss. This can be a noise sample or operator generating noise. Filter it with auto filter low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it's not a harsh spray can. Then utility, keep it mono or narrow, like 0 to 50% width. The hiss is a bid, not a stereo special effect. Now, depth placement. This is the fast mental model. Foreground is drums and bass. Full range, transient clarity. Midground is near, rolled lows, some mid detail, controlled transients, pumping. Background is FAR, minimal presence, filtered top, lots of diffusion. Practical problem solving moves. If your snare loses snap, dip Atmos around 2 to 5 kHz. If your bass loses weight, high pass the Atmos higher, even 200 to 350 Hz. If the whole mix gets foggy, cut 250 to 500 Hz on your reverb returns. Now do a key reality check. Mono. Put utility on the ATM bus temporarily and set width to 0%. If your Atmos completely vanish, they were mostly side haze, not depth. Real depth survives mono because it's level and tone, not just width. Bring the width back after you confirm it still works. Also, keep the center lane clean on purpose. Try utilities on individual layers. ATM far, bass mono on, width 120 to 160. ATM near, width 100 to 130. ATM radio, width 0 to 80, often narrower works better because it feels like a focus transmitter. If you want an extra clean version of pumping, consider two-band control. Put multiband dynamics on the ATM bus. Set the low-band crossover around 250 Hz. Duck the low-band harder, keyed from kick or bass, and leave mids and highs more stable. That gives movement without that obvious full-band whoosh. Now let's do arrangement moves that scream pirate radio. Intro. Start with FAR plus hiss. Maybe a filtered vocal chop. Slowly open the FAR low pass over time. It feels like tuning in. Pre-drop. Bring in near, sidechained, and use selective dub delay throws on stabs or vocal crumbs. Not on every hit. Make it conversational. Drop. Pull FAR down 1 or 2 dB so the drums feel huge. Keep radio in for continuity and edge. Breakdown trick. The transmission fade. On the ATM bus, automate an EQ band limit. High pass rises, low pass drops. Hiss comes up for one or two bars, then slam back to full bandwidth at the drop. It's simple and it works every time. Advanced spice if you want it. Make the radio feel like a transmitter, not just a filter. Try this order on ATM radio. Saturator first with soft clip on, then EQ band limit after distortion, then glue compressor with a slower attack, like 10 to 30 ms, tiny gain reduction. Distort first and filter after tends to sound more believable. Another cool swagger move. Sidechain the near layer from the snare instead of the kick. The atmosphere answers the snare crack, and it feels like the room is reacting to the hits. Let's finish with a quick practice sprint, 15 to 20 minutes. Take an 8-bar loop of your drop. Build the three layers, far, near, radio with the chains we used. Then do three automations. 1. FAR low pass cutoff opens from about 2kHz to about 6kHz over 8 bars. 2. Near sidechain gets slightly stronger into bar 8, so the pump increases. 3. Radio band pass narrows for 1 bar right before bar 9, like a signal dip. Then a slash B test. Mute all atmos, then bring them back. Your drums should feel bigger, not smaller. Kick and snare clarity should stay intact. Bass weight should feel unchanged. If the with atmos version feels louder, level match before judging. We're building depth and energy, not accidental loudness. Recap, you built a three-layer atmosphere system. FAR is wash and distance. Near is movement and urgency. Radio is gritty broadcast character. You used stock Ableton tools like EQ8, hybrid reverb, echo, saturator, redux, auto filter, utility, compressor, and optional gate and multiband dynamics to keep it controlled. And you created pirate radio moments with band limiting, hiss, instability, and smart arrangement contrast. When you're ready to go one step further, resample a couple bars of your drums, stretch it into a fog, and tuck it into FAR. That's how you make the atmosphere feel like it belongs to the groove, because it literally came from it. If you tell me your subgenre target jungle rollers, tech step, minimal, halftime, neurowish, and whether you're using breaks or punchy one-shots for drums, I can suggest exact cutoff points, sidechain release timing, and where to put the transmission dips for maximum impact.